Unit 9. And they all lived happily ever after.
How did you meet David then?
Well, there's a couple of friends and I. We decided we wanted to go on holiday to Greece. Just at the end of school. I hadn't got much money. We saved up. I did some babysitting. I worked in a shoe shop on a Saturday. We got some money together and we went off. Anyway, the journey. That's a story in itself. We got the train from Victoria. We went down to Dover. We got on the ferry to Calais.
Yeah.
We got on another train over to Athens. Now, that was where we went wrong because, well, at first I thought we went wrong. Got on the train to Athens and it was so crowded, you wouldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. Oh. We had to stand all the way.
Oh, no.
We got to the Greek border and we at the back of this train, there was an empty freight van. So we climbed into that and honestly, it was wonderful. It was the best way to see. It was a really clear night and we travelled through the night and you could see everything. And it was wonderful, really good. Anyway, we had a few days in Athens that was really hot and crowded. And then we decided we would go off on a cruise. And that's where I met David.
Oh.
So he was there with some friends. He's American. He's there from the States. Mm-hmm. And we met. We danced a couple of times at the disco. And we went round the islands. And they came with us. We all palled up. And it was really nice, you know, typical holiday romance. And I thought, oh, well, that's it. You know, won't see him anymore. Mm. I went back home and he went off to the States and I suddenly got a letter and he wrote to me and next thing I went out and had a holiday over there.
Oh, lovely.
And he came back, had a holiday here and 2 years later we got married and we've been together 4 years now and it's really great. I've never ever regretted it. It's really fantastic.